Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. And welcome to the Sanha Q&A program. It is just gone 31 minutes past 7 o'clock. We take this opportunity to welcome those listening to us on medium wave 1548, those listening to us via satellite, those listening to us via audio streaming on the website radioislam.co.za. And if you have DSTV channel, you can tune into channel 826. Yes, this is the Sanha Q&A program. It takes place every Monday at 7:30 until about 8 o'clock, and it's hosted by myself and Molana Waja, Molana Muhammad Baham, and Muhammad Amin Dabelia. So I'm behind the mic, and I will be with you until about 8 o'clock this evening. And in my company, inshallah, I will be joined by Molana Bilal Daniels from the South African National Halal Authority, who will be online to address any queries you may have with regards to products or services or even restaurants that you are unsure of. The number to call for your query this evening is 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. Alternatively, you can WhatsApp me on 072-786-1548, 072-786-1548, and alternatively you can also SMS on 48855. So those are the three options you do have. Please do try to get your questions in early. So we try to get as through as many questions as possible. We don't want to disappoint anybody, and inshallah then we can get your questions answered. Now let us welcome Molana Bilal Daniels to the program. Molana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to yourself and to your listeners. We hope that you are all well.
Alhamdulillah, yes. I've been off for a couple of weeks, but with the du'as of the wonderful listeners of Radio Islam International, the management of Radio Islam, and my wonderful colleagues here at the station, alhamdulillah, Allah SWT has blessed me once again with good health. Jazakallah, Molana. I think with the questions is coming through thick and fast on WhatsApp, let's jump straight into the first question on WhatsApp. Somebody asking, the first question, Assalam, is kasa miya mari biscuits halal?
Unfortunately, we don't certify them, and we cannot give any assurance for their product.
All right, we do have a caller online. Let's take the first caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You live on air. Your question for Molana?
Yes. Molana, I wanted to know, Celtric calcium, is it halal?
Celtric calcium, there are different variations of the Celtric products. If you could just specify exactly which one you'd like to know about.
Okay, I'll have to see that because I never do it. I used to always take the Celtric, but now, the Sandoz, but now they don't make it anymore.
Okay, so the Celtric Plus tablets you can have, right? But the chewables do have bovine gelatin. Stay away from the chewable ones.
So the Celtric Plus?
Tablet.
Okay.
Not the chewables.
Okay. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Jazakallah for the question. Let's take one more WhatsApp before we go to the lines again. Another somebody asking, is Wallad's cheese curls halal?
Yes, the product is halal suitable.
One more on WhatsApp, is Happy Cow cheese halal?
Happy Cow cheeses, there is one variant. It's called the emmental slices.
Mm-hmm.
That contains animal rennet, so that's not approved by SENA, but the other variations of the Happy Cow products are halal suitable.
Let's take one more WhatsApp question. Salam, is Stimerol wild cherry flavored bubblegum halal?
Yes, that flavor is halal suitable.
Let's go to the lines. Line number two, let's take the first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. You live on air. Your question for Molana?
I wanted to know if Obuchep is halal.
Obuchep is, yes, they are halal suitable.
And is golden fresh ginger biscuit halal?
I'm not sure about the brand. Please forward the details to our office. We can inquire it further for you.
Okay. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take the second caller, line number four. Assalamu alaikum. You live on air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, you live on air. Your question for Molana?
Is mini play halal?
Mini play.
Okay.
Okay, I can't say I've heard of that product.
What is it, brother?
It's a nougat bar.
A nougat bar. Okay, I haven't heard of it. Please forward the details to our offices. We will then be able to query it further on your behalf.
Okay. Jazakallah.
Walaikum salam. Let's take another caller. Assalamu alaikum. Laibone.
Walaikum salam.
Your question for Mulana?
Yes, I'm inquiring about the bread ahead that changed its name from bread to bread mills in Kawi Road in Durban. Is it Sanha approved?
Yes, it is. It's still certified by Sanha. That doesn't be a name change.
Is this a name change?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Jazakallah for the call. Let's go to the WhatsApp line. Mulana, somebody asking, is Burger King halal?
Burger King, again, this is the franchise. We don't have any agreement with the franchise head office. Therefore, we're not in a position to comment on any of the individual stores.
All right. Let's go to another WhatsApp. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Any news on the five-star chocolate? Also, the new Lay's Italian, if I pronounce this correctly, Italian gratin cheese flavor.
The Lay's product is halal. Unfortunately, five-star, we haven't been able to get full disclosure, so it's not approved by Sanha.
All right. You are tuned in to the Sanha Q&A program. It is just gone 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. The number to call is 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. Alternatively, if you don't want to call in, you can WhatsApp me, 072-786-1548, 072-786-1548. Alternatively, you can also send me an SMS on 48855. Please be sure to get in your queries or questions early so that Mulana can have sufficient time to address the query and also for us to get through as many of the questions as possible, inshallah. Let's take another question, Mulana. Somebody, Mulana SMS Patel, asking, Salams, is Cadbury 5-star halal? Which cheeses are halal? I think we answered the question of the 5-star. Maybe Mulana can just reiterate on that. So he's asking, which is 5-star halal? Which is Cadbury's 5-star halal? That's one. And which cheeses are halal suitable?
Okay, the Cadbury 5-star chocolate, again, we have not received full disclosure from Cadbury, so we cannot guarantee its status, whether it's halal or whether it's not halal, we don't know. With regards to cheese products, there are many cheese dairies which are certified by us, in excess of 50 different companies that do cheeses.
So you basically
either the distributors or dairies themselves. So I would suggest that they specify exactly which one they would like to know about. But the most common ones that you would find in any supermarket, that would be the Parmalat range. Those are halal, as well as the clover cheeses. Besides the ones which are imported, some of the sliced products which are import, and the bird cheese, the remaining ones are halal suitable. We have the Lancewood range. Please look for the Sena logo on those. Mazai products also halal certified. Cremona cheeses as well.
All right. Another question coming through. Somebody asking, Marv, please can you repeat the answer about the bubble gum? And can we eat Cadbury Crunches? So the bubble gum that they were asking earlier was about Stimerol wild cherry flavored bubble gum. Mulana, is that one halal?
Yes, it is halal suitable. Again, just a reminder to the consumers, when I say halal suitable, it means the product is not certified by Sanha, but in terms of the disclosure that we've received from the manufacturer and our evaluation thereof, we found that there's no problem with the product. It is halal suitable.
All right, so that person that sent in a query, well, it is halal suitable, but it hasn't been certified by Sanha. The same person asking the question, and can we eat Cadbury Crunchies?
Cadbury Crunchies, unfortunately, it's imported at the moment from Poland, and we have not been able to get full disclosure.
All right. Mulana SMS asking which cheese slices are halal suitable. I think you did cover that. You just to the Mulana that has sent in the question, Sanha does certify a number of cheese products, so maybe Mulana could be more specific when sending the question, any particular brand that you want Sanha to comment about, and inshallah we will answer that question for you. Somebody asking a question, quite a long question, Mulana, I'm going to read this out. It's a memo that went out. Muslim Judicial Council and ICSA has withdrawn certification of Albany. I'm sure you're about aware of that.
Yes. That message is completely untrue.
Okay, so this person is asking, how true is this, BC? Is Albany white bread halal?
Yes, Albany white bread is certified by Sanha, and the Sesco bread is halal suitable for information at our disposal.
All right, so the person that...
to that message.
All right, so somebody that sent that message, I know the BCE is going around, I've received it also several times. Please ignore it. It's probably just a hoax and fake news. So Albany bread is halal, so just ignore that message as well. Another question coming through, somebody asking, Lancewood sweet milk flavored full cream cheese spread. Lancewood sweet milk flavored full cream cheese spread, is it halal?
Please look for the Senal logo on Lancewood cheese product.
Mm-hmm.
We only give an assurance if it has our logo. Some of the they import a lot of their products, and we can't guarantee those are halal.
All right. Another question coming through, Salam, is Haribo Ligrish halal?
Haribo products, they're made in Europe. Unfortunately, we've not been able to get full information on them. Many of the products do contain gelatin, as well as, you know, flavoring and coloring. We don't know exactly what the constituents of those ingredients are.
All right. It is just gone 18 minutes to 8 o'clock. You are tuned in to the Q&A program on Radio Islam International. My name is Faisal Patel. We are taking your questions with regards to your products, queries, restaurants, whatever query you may have with regards to halal and haram. The number to call is 011-854-1548. 854-1548. We've got about 18 minutes. I'm going to close the lines at about 10 to. So you've got about 8 minutes to get in as much queries as possible. You can WhatsApp me on 072-786-1548. Alternatively, you can SMS me on 48855. Another question coming through. Three products this person wants to know about. Delicious chocolates sold in clicks, number one. Pringles chips. And cacao sampaka. If I pronounce it properly, cacao sampaka dark chocolate. So maybe you can, let's start with the first one. Delicious chocolate sold in clicks, is that allowed?
Those products, look, they are manufactured on behalf of the clicks brand.
Mm.
The brand belongs to clicks. Now, you know, unfortunately, from our side, we haven't been able to get sufficient information because the use manufacturers in South Africa, as well as all over the world. I know, I think some of the products at the moment are being made in China, and it's very difficult to source information. You know, it's definitely, they've got a very large selection of products.
Of course.
We cannot give any assurance for any of them, unfortunately.
Right. And then the second product they're asking is Pringles chips. Is that allowed?
Pringles chips, they are officially imported into South Africa from Malaysia. They should state on the packaging made in Malaysia, and yes, they are halal also too.
And then finally, the cacao sampaka dark chocolate, is that allowed?
I'm not sure about the product. If the consumer could please forward it to our offices, and then we'll follow up for them.
All right, we've got a number of WhatsApps coming through, but let's go to the lines. Line number two. Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air. Your question for Molana?
Salam. My question is lunch halal, Oreo ice cream, and chicken liquor.
Okay, Lent products, some of them do contain liquor or wine or champagne, but these are clearly marked that way, and the ingredients will clearly state the name of the liquor in the ingredients. So besides those variants, which you should be wary of, the remaining ones are halal suitable. And the second query was with regards to chicken liquor. We don't have any association with the franchise head office, therefore we're not in a position to comment on the status of any of their stores. There was a third query.
Brother, your third query?
The Oreo and crunchy ice creams.
Yes, those ice creams are halal suitable.
Okay,
JazakAllah for the call, brother. We appreciate it. Let's take another call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, you live on air?
Walaikum salam.
See, your question for Mulana?
Is the Skittle sold in South Africa halal?
Okay, we're not aware of Skittles being manufactured in South Africa. Yes, they are marketed here, but they're made in the Czech Republic. At the moment, we are still awaiting some disclosure on certain ingredients. You know, when we receive those disclosures, then we can advise.
All right. Jazakla for the question there, brother. Molana, somebody asking a question. I don't know if they're trying to be funny or not, but asking, hello, is samosas halal? Hi, please answer my question. So I think it's a bit, I'm not going to say a ridiculous question, but let's do the honor and answer the brother. Is samosas halal?
Well, like any other product, one needs to see what goes inside the samosa. Generally, samosas are made with meat, or made in facilities that process meat, and one would need to know exactly if the meat is halal or not, and all the other ingredients that are used. in there as well, or that the product comes in contact with.
All right. Another question coming through. Salam, is Woolworths just chocolate biscuits halal?
Woolworths products, again, they are manufactured at different facilities, different sites. Sometimes that facility happens to be certified by SENA, and in that case, we can give an assurance because our logo will be on that product. But if it doesn't have our logo on it, unfortunately, because we have no controls, we cannot give any assurance for that product.
All right. Somebody asking, Salams, is Cadbury Crunchy Rocks halal?
Crunchy Rocks, I cannot say a word of this product. But generally, crunchy products, besides the ice cream, is not made in South Africa, and we don't have information on that.
All right, so the person that sent in a question about the Crunchy Rocks, I haven't heard about it either. Maybe you can give us more details. Is it a new product, or what is it as well? Somebody asking, are all clover products halal?
Well, we can't give a general answer. You know, clover makes such a large amount of products, it is better if the consumer can please specify.
Okay. Another question coming through. Assalamu alaikum. Is Clicks pregnancy... I lost the question. Let me just see my other questions are coming thick and fast. Clicks pregnancy supplement halal?
We are looking into that at the moment. We are querying that product. Inshallah, we should have a response on.
Okay, somebody's saying, Salams, we missed the new Lay's one. Can you please repeat it? I think was it that Lay's that we asked earlier in the program? Yes.
That is halal.
Okay, that is halal. Somebody's sending through a few pictures. I just want to see what it is. It's got Spotto Gold coconut milk. That's one picture. They're probably asking, contains pork. The picture says, coconut milk, check E numbers on ingredients list, contains pork, so maybe Molana can give some advice there. And the second thing, the real thing, Omega Supreme, is that halal?
Okay, the Potter Gold product, we are querying it, we are waiting for some disclosure from the side of the Shopper Checkers Group, who are the importers of the product. Product comes from Malaysia, from Thailand, and at the moment we are looking into it. The second query was?
The second one was, it's a picture that's sent through Omega Supreme Capsules. It's made by, it's called the real thing. The picture says real thing, Omega Supreme Capsules, pharmaceutical grade, super fish oil with, that's it. Is this halal?
Okay, the fish oil inside the capsule, there's no problem with that, but the capsule itself is made out of bovine gelatin.
All right.
And therefore it's not a problem.
All right. Let's take a lot of questions coming through now on WhatsApp. Salams, is lunch bar ice cream halal?
Lunch bar ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay. We haven't come across the variant of the ice cream yet.
All right. Another question. G?
We'll have to query it further. If the consumer can please forward the details, we'll follow up and give them an answer, inshallah.
Okay. Somebody asking, Assalamu alaikum, I'd like to know why crunchy ice cream halal, but the crunchy chocolate is haram. Jazakallah. Okay, never mind. So I think they got the answer on that one. Somebody asking...
Basically, the answer there is, the chocolate is imported, whilst the ice cream is made locally at the facility where SENA has access, and we monitor the halal program there.
All right, let's take our last caller. We're going to take this last caller and close the lines and then complete some of the questions on WhatsApp. The person, please turn your radio down in the background. We cannot hear. Assalamu alaikum, you live on air?
Assalamu alaikum.
Gee, your question for Malana. Walaikum salam.
I'd like to know Femoline, Menopause SR, and Femoline UTI capsules. Are they halal?
Okay, at the moment we don't have any information on those products. But please do forward the details through to us. We'll do an investigation on your behalf, and then we can advise whether they are halal or not.
Okay. Malana, I just wanted to know, there are a few other products that I created with SENA. Every time I forward the information, they said they'll get back to me. And even the ProVio, till now, nobody has got back to me.
Okay. Did you send this to the correct email address?
I phoned into the office, and I gave them the details.
Okay, with regards to querying products from companies, because we are dependent on the company sourcing the information from their sometimes numerous suppliers, it can take a while to get the information.
Yeah, but at least they could call back and tell us, look, we are still investigating it. Like this, I'm holding on to the product for 3 months, and they haven't told me if it's halal suitable. I don't know if I should look for an alternative. What do I do in the meantime?
Okay, we will prioritize this. And what I'll do is, personally, I'll investigate exactly why there has been no response to you yet. But we will just give you details to the producer. Inshallah, I'll get back to you personally.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah for the call, sister. That is, we're now closing the line. We're just going to take the last few WhatsApp questions on our computer. Rana, somebody asking, please repeat if happy cow cheese is halal.
Happy cow cheese products, yes, they are halal suitable. However, there is one variant, which is called the emmental slices.
All right.
Right? And that product contains calf rennet, animal-derived rennet, and therefore it's not approved by SENA.
All right. Somebody asking, is clover plain yogurt and fresh cream halal?
The clover fresh cream is halal suitable as well as the yogurt, yes.
All right. We've just got a few more questions to go through. Salams, is Parmala cheese halal?
Yes, the cheese products are halal suitable.
Okay, somebody sent through a picture of something again, crunchy rocks. I'm looking at a picture, but it's difficult to describe to you. Other than salivating myself, it looks like
what they can do with that picture is, you know, they can just
tag
us on WhatsApp. Sorry, not on WhatsApp, on Twitter. They can tweet it to our Twitter line, and from there we'll do an investigation for them.
All right. So the person that sent in the picture of the crunchy rocks, if you do have access to Twitter, maybe you can just tweet it and then query it and copy Sana on that, and inshallah they will then get back to you with regards to that. Just to indicate, it looks like the crunchy chocolate, but it's broken up into looks like bite-sized pieces. So that's what it basically looks like. Somebody asking, Salams, are Vital products allowed?
Vital capsules we don't approve of. Because they generally use bovine gelatin capsules. There is also one Vital product that is haram, which is the Kiddies multivitamin A to Z chewable.
All right.
But that does contain pork.
All right. We just got four questions to go through before we terminate this evening's program. Somebody asking, Salams, is Marvelous Creation halal?
Yes, the product from Cadbury, made in South Africa, that's halal suitable.
Cadbury's Breakaway halal?
Made in South Africa, yes, halal suitable.
Another one, Arthrogard halal. Is Arthrogard halal?
Arthrogard, this medication does contain animal derivatives. You know, so yeah, a person needs to check whether, you know, there's a medical need or not. I'll suggest the consumer gives us a call at the office. Let's discuss it with them, and then we'll advise further, you know, on whether it's suitable for the person in their specific circumstance to use or not.
All right. Last three questions for this evening. Salams, I would like to know if all different types of coffees and cappuccinos be taken, or probably meaning halal, or it's permissible to consume.
Plain coffee generally is halal suitable. However, with cappuccino, that is a combination of many different ingredients, and one would need to look into the specific product before one can say if it's halal or not.
Okay, last question. Is Epilim medicine halal?
I'm not sure about the product. Please contact our officers.
Okay, Epilim is basically, if I'm not mistaken, an epileptic medication. So the person that sent in the question, maybe just forward your query to the Sanha desk tomorrow, inshallah, and they will then look into it. And final question for this evening, Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Pro Neutro protein bars and Fair Cape yogurt, are they halal?
Fair Cape yogurts contain bovine gelatin. They are not approved by SENA. Pro-Neutro bars, unfortunately, the company is not willing to give us any information.
All right, and then another question coming through. One question. Is Prime Eve halal by Georen Pharmacy?
This does contain carmine, an insect derivative, and therefore it's not halal.
All right. We've got 5 minutes left. This is the last question I'm going to take. Unfortunately, we are coming to the end of the program. So the last question I'm taking on WhatsApp this evening. Salams, which bakeries are Sangha approved in Witbank, Jazakallah?
Okay, unfortunately, in Witbank, we haven't certified any bakeries.
All right. That's it for this evening. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. That's why my insistence on getting your questions in early so we can get all the answers to your queries. Inshallah, Mulana Bilal Daniels will be back next week with another host with the Sana'a Q&A program. And so please do get your queries in early. And if you've got any queries, you can also forward it to Sana'a directly, call their offices. You can also tweet them. And I think they have a WhatsApp number now, so you can actually send them to them as well. Just gone 4 minutes to 8 o'clock. It's been an absolute pleasure to be in your company. Malana, jazakallah for your time, and inshallah we'll catch up with you next week.
Inshallah ta'ala. Just a reminder to consumers that our halal helpline, the number is 0861 786 111. Unfortunately, our line is down at the moment, but again, telecom technicians are attending to the problem. In the interim, they can phone this number, 081-512-2936. I'm going to repeat that, 081-512-2936. And they can send us emails, helpline@sana.org.za. Like you said, we are available on Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram.
JazakAllah, Mawlana. Inshallah, we will catch up with you next week. Fi amanillah.
Ameen. Wa alaikum wa salaam wa rahmatullah.